listening to Mind Games, presented by eFreeWealth.com.
And we are back on Mind Games. And I want to thank Steve Fleischhut for taking the time to come down. And one of the things I said in the interview was, you talk about a selfless person. Steve and his wife, Tammy, are just some great people in our community that are seeing a bigger picture and reaching out to other people. And that's, you know, really so consistent with what we try to do with the show and try to impart to our listeners, the importance of that. So, again, thanks to Steve and Tammy and their entire family for the work that they do. At this point in time, though, I want to welcome our next guest, who is Maureen O'Connor McGinn. Maureen is a behavior management specialist. Maureen, welcome to Mind Games.
Oh, thanks, Tom. It's great to be here.
Okay, can you tell us what this title means, behavior management specialist? I mean, I can understand the wording, but what do you do?
Well, basically, it's a pretty simple concept. We, in behavior management, we talk about the ABCs. We talk about the antecedent, the behavior, and the consequences. So a behavior management specialist helps people look at certain behaviors. For me, I look at school-related behaviors. We talk about the context in which it occurs and the way that the behaviors are reinforced. When you reinforce a behavior, it increases.
And you've done this work for 40 years?
Oh, yeah. I hate to admit it, but yeah. Well, maybe not quite 40, but 30 plus.
Okay, so you have a little bit of credibility behind you, and you're based in Denver. You've spent some time working in some of the school districts in St. Louis. Can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Yeah, I did. I was really lucky to come back to St. Louis and work for 2 years as a PBIS coach in the Hazelwood School District. PBIS stands for Positive Behavior Interventions and Supports. So I was essentially a behavior support person in that district with two other colleagues.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about what PBIS means, because I think that's going to be a lot of what we talk about here today and help our listeners understand. Because this is a very powerful kind of program, and it's a relatively new program within the last 10 to 15 years, as I understand it, that school districts are starting to implement, and Missouri is one of those states that is really taking this on?
Yeah, Missouri has a lot of districts implementing PBIS. PBIS is a system that helps student success. I mean, it's not just about behavior. It's about setting up a system of success that supports academic and behavioral success for all kids.
Okay, off the air, you were talking about the importance of this being a program that is supported top-down.
Absolutely.
So, and you use an important word, at least it was an important word to me. You said it has to be, there has to be a systemic kind of approach.
Yeah.
Okay, so what does that mean? What does that look like in a school that wants to take a PBIS approach to their student body? What does that mean?
Well, what it be, hopefully where it starts is at the administrative level, at the district level. Hopefully a district would buy into the concept, and then the schools within that school district would get on board. So what it is, it's a system. It's not a program. It's not a curriculum. There's no lesson plans for it. It's actually a way of thinking. It's a framework to guide schools in decision making, to help them look at their data, their behavioral data, their academic data, see where they need improvements, and not just throw it out to the teachers and say, you know, do a better job teaching reading or do a better job managing behavior, but to look at what research is telling us works in specific situations.
Okay, so are you saying that at the level of the classroom teacher, this is a departure from how that teacher manages their classroom, the behavior, and the instruction, which might look different than the teacher down the hall?
Right.
I mean, let me be clear about that. That PBIS, Positive Behavior Intervention and Support, is a methodology that is designed to standardize, in a sense, or get everybody on the same page so that we move away from Mrs. Jones might be doing this in her classroom in terms of discipline, but Mr. Smith might be doing this,
exactly,
which is, could be completely different.
Exactly. And you know how confusing that can be for kids.
Sure.
So PBIS would go in and help, a PBIS coach would go into a school and help the school and the community develop expectations for behavior and then really define those expectations so that every teacher within that school has the same definition of what respect looks like or what safe behavior looks like. Everyone gets on the same page and gives the same message to kids.
Okay, now are you saying that, you know, I'll drive past the school and they have their school sign out on the road and
right.
the word of the month is courtesy.
Right.
And I've worked in schools and they've had that sign out. But you never heard anybody talk about courtesy when you were in the building for that month. It was posted, but there was never any real consistent kind of follow-up.
Exactly. So what PBIS believes is that students need to be really explicitly taught the behaviors that are expected in different situations. What would courtesy look like in the cafeteria? How would that be different than courtesy in the hallway, in the restroom, or in the science lab? To really define it for kids, operationalize it.
Okay, but again, it has to be top-down. So this sounds to me like this would give more support to the classroom teacher because they know that there's a whole system that stands behind them and that what the things that they're saying about respect in their classroom are the same things that are being said down the hall in the next classroom. And then when that is disrupted or that's not observed by the student, that teacher knows the entire school community or the administration stands behind what they're trying to do?
Exactly, exactly. And when schools have been implementing PBIS for a while, what we see is that once the school really gets on board and the staff is really talking the same language, then parents can start to bring those same concepts into their home. There are schools that will send home a little grid about, you know, maybe their school expectations are respect and safety and cooperation. And so kids know what that looks like at school in all the different school areas. Parents can take those same concepts, bring it home and say, well, here's what respect looks like in our home.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what cooperation looks like in our home. To be able to give parents the structure to be very clear about their expectations for kids so that they can really reinforce those behaviors.
You know, St. Louis is a city that has taken on a lot of refugee and immigrant populations. Is PBIS a culturally sensitive program?
I have to say I think it is the only way to go. It is extremely culturally sensitive because the school community actually creates the expectations, creates the definitions of the behaviors they want, and that can be specific to different socioeconomic or cultural groups. Different people have different values, for example, about talking in the classroom or talking when you're learning. Schools can create the expectations and define the behaviors.
So this is a system that could apply to any school. I mean, we have some schools here in St. Louis that are just known for a higher academic and more rigorous curriculum.
Right.
Now, they may not have the behavioral challenges or issues that another school might, but it sounds to me like this is a system that could still work effectively.
Yes.
Even if you have a population of high-achieving students.
And what we know is that when we go into schools with predominantly high-achieving students, when you talk to teachers, there are behavior problems. There still are classroom management issues. It may be on a different level. It may be different kinds of behaviors. So every school, I think, can benefit from defining their expectations for kids.
And this is a research-based model?
It's research-based. Well, the research on behavior is really coming out of, it first came out of Oregon, and George Sagai then moved to Connecticut. Many, many states are involved in this. But what we know in the past is that a lot of classroom teachers were kind of on their own about how do I discipline my students?
Absolutely.
What kind of classroom management can I set up for my kids to be successful? It's really helpful when a school system says, let's look at the research. And there are different management systems that actually work better with different kinds of populations. So you can really, you know, just tailor it to fit your community.
Okay. All right. We're talking with Maureen O'Connor McGinn, and we are hearing about positive behavior intervention and support programs that are showing themselves to be effective.
Yes.
Where they're implemented. We're going to take a break for a second. We're going to ask Maureen to stick around for another segment with us on 590 The Fan, KFNS, KFNS.com.